Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I know I got a letter. We're going to be talking about, if you haven't yet seen these segments, you can see them on the highlights, you know, seeking justice for Roy Middleton. Mm. But I got a letter from an attorney that said if I wanted to talk to Roy now, I had to talk to his attorney. So I'm not going to talk to Roy, I guess.
Wow.
But,
That's serious.
Yeah, I know. I just like, oh, I'm glad I had to do it. But yeah, I guess he's got an attorney or something. But I want to say this for all the citizens who are thinking about, you know, all the law enforcement in our neighborhoods and communities. Listen, you know, you have people that you work with that you're thinking, how did they get here?
Mm.
I mean, we don't have that, do we?
Yeah.
We don't have it. We don't have that at all, do we?
No. I ask myself that all the time. Of myself.
Oh, I wasn't talking about myself. You. Okay, no. Anyway, so the. I mean, think about it. I mean, so you know that, but when it comes to other trades, sometimes we forget that.
Yeah.
And so you go to the hospital and you see a nurse, and you automatically assume all the nurses are that way, and they're not that way. That was that nurse that you dealt with. Or you go to a college or a university and you have one professor there, and this one professor writes his own book and he gets denied tenure and forces it down your throat. Okay, I'll let it go.
And
they told him one of my professors is you cannot use your book, and so he actually ripped it apart, Xeroxed it, and passed it out because they wouldn't give him his
tenure
and all that. And so, no, he had tenure. They just wouldn't accept his book as part of the
curriculum
because he probably would have been fired. And so then you can categorize all the professors the same way. And it's very important to understand as well that we have a lot of great law enforcement officers. And that's one of the reasons that, you know, we were talking about it on VFN TV and VFN Radio to understand that it's not all officers that way. It's not mm-hmm. all police officers that way. And by not bringing justice in this particular area with such a tragic situation, it can cause you, and you need to kind of help not do that, go to the direction of thinking all officers are that way. They have no choice. This is what happens with all the deputies in America. You pick their boss, and they work for the boss that you pick for them. It's called there's elected congressional or a constitutional officer. Mm-hmm. And so they have to do whatever the boss that you chose for them to do. And so they're stuck, and for the good or for the bad, whatever it is. And so the thing to go to is actually the leader who you chose, not necessarily to the officers. And because I worked with officers for almost 10 years. And these are some of these men and women are still on the street. Some of them are in the FBI. Some of them are in the FDLE, Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Some of them are on Border Patrol now. Some of them are on several federal marshals' office. Some of them are in a county, and some of them are in city law enforcement. And they're high quality officers. So just because, you know, one or two things happen bad by these individuals, officers, just like in your office, doesn't mean everybody in your office, including you, is that way. It just means they're that way. And officers can't say anything, but they're pretty much stuck with the boss that you chose them, good or bad. And so the person you would talk to is actually the one you chose to mm-hmm. be there, and they could, you know, answer for that either way. But I just feel like, you know, my biggest concern in America, because what we see is going to happen in America, I'm telling you, we're going to talk about Black Friday today, mm-hmm. you know, what happened in the stores after Thanksgiving. And that's people that are they're paying for the stuff. They're mowing people down, stunning people with stun guns, beating them up, just hurting folk over stuff they're paying for. Now imagine people think they can get it for free.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, there's this mindset that says, hey, you can just go take it. You can get it for free. Now, if people will do that for a 25, 35% discount, imagine the stampede of folks happening in society that start you know, like the Watts riots and all these different things, just start going into stores and start taking things and going into houses taking things. Well, let me tell you who's going to be there for you. It's going to be these good officers. It's going to be these men and women who every single day, you know, protect us and keep the criminal element from coming into our homes and do their best that they can do to do that. And if you place them in your mind in the wrong mindset, then they're not who's for them. And if we're not for them, then why should they be for us?
Right.
And when we saw the hurricanes hit in New Orleans with Katrina, there's a big dilemma. I mean, officers in a big dilemma. Because should I go protect my family and my home from this hurricane? Should I stay here in the streets? And even some of them said, should I go ahead and go shopping now for some stuff in the store here on Canal Street? Because I might not have any, you know, food. At the same time, they were killing a few folks in the hospital there. I just, an author that just wrote a book called 20 Days or something or whatever. But she's writing about that they euthanized like 20 people in the hospital because they thought, well, we're not going to be able to transport anyone. Oh, let's just kill them. And they're on trial and all that as well.
Wow.
But yeah, and so that's some serious stuff. And these are huge things going on. Well, let me tell you, the majority of officers are good. They're good. Every single day they get up and choose to go out there and defend you. And to sit on the witness stands and be falsely accused by the defense attorney, trying to get their client off the case, and their integrity always questioned, and they do this day in and day out and day in and day out. And so I want to encourage you, as we're being grateful and thankful during this Thanksgiving and Christmas, to let your officers know, police officers, federal officers, state officers, county officers, let them know. Write a letter to your editor or something. Let them know how important they are. And despite a couple bad eggs, understand the majority of the dozen is good. You know, I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.